the globe and mail spread across the table, but she had been away for more than a week, traveling to Hong Kong, Thailand, Guyana, and the British Virgin Islands, tracking down and retrieving more than $5 million that had been stolen from a client, and had canceled the paper until further notice. So she opened up her laptop and turned it on to read the news online. That was a mistake. After she signed on, Ava opened her email program, expecting to see messages from friends, a bit of spam, and not much else. She froze when she saw Uncle's name in her inbox. Uncle was her Hong Kong-based partner, a man in his 70s whose idea of high-tech communication was a Chinese knockoff iPhone he had bought for less than $40 at the Kowloon nighttime street market and used strictly for making calls. He had sent her two messages in the past 8 hours. She couldn't remember receiving that many from him in the past year. She opened them. They were identical, simply stating that he needed her to call him. He didn't say it was urgent. He didn't have to. That he had sent two emails conveyed that fact well enough. Ava groaned, went over to her hot water thermos, and made another coffee. She knew what he wanted to talk about. While she was in Guyana, they had been offered a job by a Filipino-Chinese businessman named Tommy Ordonez. Ordonez was the wealthiest man in the islands. They had put him off so they could finish the job they were on. Ava had hoped he could be put off longer, because that job had turned nasty, with unforeseen complications. What was supposed to have been a straightforward tracking and retrieval of misappropriated funds had turned into extortion. She had prevailed, but not without difficulty, as the bruises and welts demonstrated, and not without stress, some of which still lingered. Ava had turned off her cell phone the night before and thrown it into the bottom of her purse. She had intended to leave it there for a few days, or at least until she felt her head was in the right place. She went to retrieve it and saw that Uncle had called as well. She sighed. She had to call him back. She couldn't ignore two emails and a phone message without insulting him. Insulting Uncle was something she had never done, and never wished to do. It was just past 6 in the evening in Hong Kong, and Ava knew she'd probably catch him at a massage, an early dinner, or his Kowloon apartment. "Wei," Uncle said. Ava could hear his little dog yapping and his Filipina housekeeper Lourdes telling it to be quiet. He was still at the apartment.
"It's Ava."
"You're in Toronto?"
"Yes, I got in late last night."
"And you are okay?"
"Yes, I'm fine."
"Good. I was worried about you. It is early there."
"I couldn't sleep, and then I turned on my computer and saw your emails."
"We need to talk."
Ava wondered if he thought she was being critical of his persistence, and she felt a bit uneasy about being perceived as even mildly rude.
"No problem, Uncle.
Is it about Tommy Ordonez?"
"Yes."
"He and his closest advisor, Chang Wang, each called me twice yesterday, after calling me twice the day before. I've been telling them they need to be patient."
"And how did they react?"
"Impatiently."
"Uncle, you did tell them we never do two jobs at the same time and that I was still working on one?"
"Of course, but it only seemed to frustrate them more, especially Ordonez. He is a man who does not think he should ever have to stand in a queue or have someone else's interests take precedence over his."
"Did he say that?"
"He didn't need to. Ava, the last time I spoke to him, he could barely contain himself. I could feel him eating his anger, and I know that if he had been talking to anyone but me, he would have exploded."
Ava finished her second coffee and, holding the phone to her ear, went to the counter and emptied another sachet into her cup.
"What do we know about the job, Uncle?"
"Not that much. Just that it is a lot of money, that it involves a Canadian real estate transaction, and that one of Ordonez's younger brothers, Philip Chu, is involved. They want to meet us face to face to provide the actual details."
"Is it a firm contract?"
"If we want to accept it."
"You haven't committed?"
"I thought it would be best for us to hear the full story before signing on."
"What I don't understand, Uncle, is why, with With all the resources and power they have, they need us in the first place. She had asked that question when the job offer was first made, and it had generated an awkward response from Uncle. Now he was just vague. They will explain everything when we are in Manila. So you want us to go? I told Chang Wang that we would discuss.